This is Senator Al Simpson. Every now and then, Congress tries to retool some old laws that are often better left alone. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, there is a small, rabid group in the Congress who want to revise the mining law of 1872. This law has been serving the mining industry pretty well for over 100 years now, and I say let's leave well enough alone. The majority of claim owners who benefit from the 1872 law are small operations and individual miners. The system was designed to encourage a self-start by the miners to search for the minerals and then to give them the security of completing the mining of the resources once they are found. Ted, they always try it every year around this place, and I'm sure 1990 will be no exception. They will try to sneak it in somewhere just when you least expect it. Will you be out there in the high weeds with them this time, Ted?
Al, that 1872 law was written for an entirely different era to encourage the development of mineral resources on public lands. No wonder so many critics are challenging that century-old law today. It's a giveaway to private industry. The title of a report last March by the respected nonpartisan Congressional General Accounting Office tells it all, Al. The mining law of 1872 needs revision, it reads. According to the report, in a random sample of 20 recent cases, the government received less than $5,000 for lands now valued at up to $50 million. In addition, the study found the 1872 law lets private companies sit on land indefinitely without developing the resources. Update the law, Al, and end these juicy ripoffs for your special interest mining friends. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on using satellite technology for Star Schools, not Star Wars. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.